Welcome to the Linked Parishes podcast. I'm Donald McCorkendale, Minister of the Church of Scotland Parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, bringing you news from these parishes and beyond. Last Sunday at Keele and at Strontian, we were thinking a little bit about the fact that this is the year of young people. We were thinking about the role that our children and teenagers have in our church and our community. And we were thinking about that Bible story, the only one that tells us something of Jesus' childhood. We know some of the detail surrounding the story of Jesus' birth and, of course, of the last 3 years or so of his earthly life. But just that one little snippet where Jesus was with Mary and Joseph down in Jerusalem for the Passover festival, and as they were walking back home to Nazareth, a journey of some 100 miles or so, perhaps would have taken 4 or 5 days, they realised that Jesus wasn't with them. And as they made their way back to Jerusalem, they found the boy Jesus, aged 12, there in the temple, speaking with the religious leaders of the day. And he was asking curious, important questions. And he was answering some of their questions. We can learn a great deal from the young people in our midst. At Ardgour Church on Sunday, we did something a little different. In fact, we weren't even in the church. We were in the village hall for Cafe Church. This was the first such venture, and there were 30 folk there. It's more than we've seen in the church for a wee while. And it was great to see some young people, some old people as well. All ages, the generations coming together, gathering around tables, sharing in coffee and bacon rolls and friendship and fellowship. And, well, we sang some songs. We had some prayerful activity. We thought about that story from the Gospel that tells us of Jesus aged 12. And there was some discussion. And we spoke about how the story tells us that Jesus grew in body and in favour with God and with people. And we pondered how, did Jesus really have to grow in favour with God, his Heavenly Father? And if it was true for him, how much more true it is for us that we grow in our relationship with Almighty God, with our Heavenly Father. Cafe Church was a really good experience last Sunday, and it will be happening again on the 16th of September, probably the third Sunday of most months. Well, they're diarised through until December, apart from the end of October when it will be the fourth Sunday of the month, just to avoid the school holidays then. Something else that we did recently was to pick up on the initiative of SCPO, the Scottish Churches Parliamentary Office, and we invited Ian Blackford, MP for Ross, Skye and Lochaber. We invited him along to meet with members of the church and the communities. And, well, let's hear what Ian Blackford had to say.
I very much enjoyed the opportunity to meet with two Church of Scotland ministers in Lochaber this week, Donald McCorkendale and Fiona Ogg, to hear about the work that they're doing in their communities, and of course met with a number of their parishioners as well. And I think an opportunity to discuss issues of importance for people of faith, people in politics, issues of morality that we debated over a very pleasant walk in Lochaber, and of course over the opportunity to have coffee and cakes as well to round off the afternoon. And I think it was important to reflect on the role that the Church of Scotland has played in our society, and I can certainly reflect on my own experiences growing up when we didn't yet have a Scottish Parliament based in Edinburgh, and in many respects the Church of Scotland and more importantly the Church and Nation Committee played an important role in raising issues of importance for many people throughout Scotland, particularly on issues of morality, issues of nuclear weapons, issues of poverty, issues of the Third World and so on and so forth. So I very much enjoyed the experience to meet with the congregation of the Church of Scotland here in Lochaber, and I look forward to continuing that engagement with all parishioners and indeed people of all faiths and none as I carry on my role as MP for Roskye and Lochaber.
We're grateful to Ian Blackford for the time that he took to meet with us and for his interest in all that is going on in this part of his constituency. The Ardgour Parish Horticultural Show is happening on Saturday, the 25th of August. 2:45, doors open to the public, and all will be very welcome at this 41st annual horticultural show in Ardgour Parish. Thank you for listening to this, another episode of the Linked Parishes podcast. For more news of what's on and worship times, check out aksm.org.uk or on Facebook and Twitter, you'll find us at AKSM Parishes. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, aksm.org.uk/podcast for details. Thank you very much. God bless you all.